Shalom.
Hello. We are reading the writings of Baal HaSulam, Exile and Redemption. Rav, would you like to say something? Or
Since we're in and we're learning the articles that have to do with Tisha B'Av and destruction, so we need to read this article as well. Please, go ahead.
Okay, so we're starting with the article Exile and Redemption, Congruity and Unity Between Torah and Blind Fate and the Development of Human Calculation. Hence, I hereby propose to the house of Israel to say, you say that we shall be as the nations. And we see that Israel cannot exist in exile, and they cannot find rest like all other nations that have mixed with the nations until they have immersed among them and nothing is left of them. Not so is it for Israel. This nation cannot find any rest among the nations until they reach a state where it says, and you shall cry unto your God and demand from the bottom of your heart and the bottom of your soul. And we can explain this according to the follows, that the Torah speaks truth, and it is all true. And as long as we're satisfied with its truth, with everything that it says, that there is no such thing as blind fate, and there is just one remedy for it all, which is to return all these troubles upon us to an extent to which we will see that this is not random, but that it is providence doing it all. And we have to explain all of this. That what we have achieved, that this came to us,
we should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah is in the path of Torah in providence. A far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah. Because they would not do so, but wished to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lowly Shema, this developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice as do other nations. But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. Because they did so, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some followed the prophets, and that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more noticeable. Since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples, headed by Tzadok and Baitos, their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, "Wise men, be careful with your words." Because they did not want to retire from selfishness, they created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires, unlike the path of Torah. They fought against the Prushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
So what he explains here is an historic era from the times of Babylon, where the giant will to receive was revealed in the times of ancient Babylon, and then some of the people understood that we have no choice. We have to search for some kind of method of how can we exist with that great big ego that erupted among us. And then, their great priest, Abraham, he found that all this is happening because the ego is growing, especially in order for us to rise above it. That there is a force in nature that can help us rise above it. And some followed him, some didn't. Those that did are called Israel. They wanted to reach the ability to bestow to others, like Abraham taught them. And those that didn't want to remained as they were, and later on scattered all around the world. On the one hand, and on the other hand, that this small group of Abraham came to the land of Canaan and then to the land of Egypt, and they got additional ego there, an even greater ego, and then they came to the reception of the method of correction called Mount Sinai, how to overcome a mountain of hatred, the mountain of hatred between them. And that's how they overcame it, overcame their hatred in connection and love, and were able to build such a connection between them called the temple. They couldn't control their ever-growing desires, and they fell from the level of the first temple into exile, the Egyptian exile. Afterwards, they, so to speak, got back on their feet from the Egyptian exile and built the level of connection between them on the degree of Mochin de Neshama, and lived that way for a few more years. And then the war that broke out between them was over, as Bala Sulam writes, Lishma, meaning that there were such people that didn't want to keep the Lishma at all. They were in descent from above down, and so they've reached the verge of Lishma from above down and wanted to even leave that because they wanted to connect. They wanted to have all of those different corporeal pleasures. And this is how they succeeded, and therefore came the destruction of the second temple. And in that, they left the entire spiritual Torah and remained only with the corporeal one. This means that they went into exile. Questions, if there are any? We have come thus far.
Can I ask a question? In other places, Baal HaSulam writes that whoever tasted a spiritual taste, all of the corporeal pleasures seem like nothing. How could it be that what seems like lishma, you go towards... No, he's only speaking about Gemar Tikkun. But if a person is still not in Gemar Tikkun, then each time the new desires are awakened in him, and then he's in this struggle, and he always needs to raise man and to arrange himself in order to correct more and more and more these new desires that are revealed in him in this corrupted form. And he must correct them. Therefore, There is nothing here that is as if promised certain. A part of them were in Lishma, and a part of them already fell below to below Lishma, meaning to corporeal pleasures, without a masach. And therefore, they already had a problem of how to keep themselves above the masach, above Lishma. And by this, and they weren't able to do this, and therefore, the state was destroyed. The state of the second temple was destroyed, as it's called. And that's it. I don't see any questions in the meantime from our friends, so let's continue.
So, the difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanness and hence cannot raise itself above humanness.
Yeah, because it works according to as much pleasure as I have. I'm willing to pay, I'm willing to exert. I want them, meaning the pleasures, in order to receive.
Conversely, a religious ideal which stems from the Creator can raise itself above humanity.
Since the religious ideal is how I bestow, not to myself, but to the Creator.
This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization and the price of glorifying man, and he acts in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations, and it's still a precious thing for him, like a jam that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it. A religious ideal, however, is based on glory in the eyes of the Creator. He who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity. So it is among the nations of our exile. As long as we followed the path of Torah, we were safe, for it is known to all the nations that we are a highly developed nation and they wanted our cooperation. They exploited us, each according to their own selfish desires, but we still had great power among the nations. So, after all the exploitation, there still remained a handsome portion left for us, greater than for the civilians of the land. But because people rebelled against Torah in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys, they lost life's purpose, meaning the work of the Creator, and replaced the sublime goal for selfish goals of life's pleasures. Thus, anyone who attains fortune raised his goal with glory and beauty in consequence, where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries and other such collective needs. The selfish ones scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalized themselves with the prominent in that nation. By these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand in wondrous unity, even with blind fate. Thus, the bad incidents in the exile, which we have much to tell of from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled the Torah. Had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would have come to us.
In the meantime, there's only PT-19. Okay, please, PT-19.
Hello, everyone. It says that Israel in the exile cannot comfort themselves like other nations until they almost disappeared. What is the exile then? That Israel can't exist in exile.
Israel is Yeshar Kel, that I, in all of my actions, I aim myself to, in order to bestow, to the Creator. From the created beings, from the creation to the Creator, this is called Israel, Yeshar Kel. From the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, this whole thing, I try to keep it. If I keep it as such, it means that I'm working in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. This intention is called the intention of Israel.
What is exile?
Listen. If I'm above my ego, and I can catch my desire and control it and rise above it in order to bestow to the Creator, this is called that I am above my egoistic desire. Then it's called that I'm in the state of exile. I'm in the state of redemption. If I'm within my desire to receive and do everything it demands of me, that means I'm in exile. That's it.
So where are the Jewish people? Where are we?
First of all, don't call us the nation of Israel. Otherwise, it will confuse people. We are not a nation, and we're not Israel. That's it. We are beasts, because we live according to our body. That's the definition. If we rise above our desire to receive and we'll want to work in the desire to bestow to the other and through the other to the Creator, this is called Yeshar Kel. From me to the other, through the other to the Creator. And then it's called that I am above my corporeality, above my desire to receive, that I come out of exile. And in order to be free from my ego.
What is our correction? How do we come out of exile?
What?
I mean, to come out of exile, this is our correction?
Correct.
And you're telling us to disseminate for everyone to come out of their exile. This is what you're teaching us every morning.
Yes.
Do we have a chance to come out of exile due to our dissemination?
I do what I'm capable of. If I see that it's possible to add more, then I add. But in the meantime, this is what I can do, and this is what I understand. What can you do?
Oh.
I think that we need to help ourselves. PT-29.
Hello, Rav, according to what he says here, because of the exalted goal, they have exchanged.
Yes, they saw that it's impossible to hold on to this goal because it's in order to bestow lishma, to be above the ego, which is impossible. It's very difficult, or it's almost impossible. So therefore, they said, "We'll leave this alone, and we'll keep only the mitzvot in action." And the intention, in order to bestow, we cannot keep it. So then, they fell from the degree of lishma to low lishma.
Ken. Actually, the first temple came out on the degree of Mochin Deyechida.
The first temple came out on Mochin Dechaya.
So the question is, where was the Oviyut to be able to come out in such a degree?
And they received it from Egypt. Pharaoh gave them this Oviyut, the ego that grew in them, that's called Pharaoh. He gave them such a huge egoistic level, which is against the Creator, against themselves, meaning each other, meaning all the friends, and then they shouted out for help from above because they were in such great troubles, sorrows, and then they had the strength to ask. So then strength came from above and they rose. They rose from the degree of reception to bestowal because this was, they connected in this force in order to bestow. And then they reached the Mochin Dechaya. This is called the fulfillment of the first temple, the revelation of the Creator in the level of the Or of Chaya. Okay? Good.
Kiev.
Dear Rav, about what you said, that we have to work on our will to receive, trying to give to the friends and through them to the Creator. From what point can that work be called the construction of the temple?
When we connect between us, as friends, and want to cancel all the borders, all the partitions between us, and to love the other more than ourselves. This is called that we're building the temple. You must hold the friend. This tendency towards a friend is giving to the friend more to than to yourselves. And each one like this in the ten. And like this, we can build the structure called the house of the soul because we have these egoistic desires, but everyone's working in the intention to bestow to each other. And then in the structure, we can feel that the upper force is dressed in us, the Creator. Even in this great light that is called Mochin Dechaya, Or of Chokhmah.
You also said this morning that there are two stages. The first is when we rise to the degree of Bina. I think it's the first temple, and then when we rise to the level of Chokhmah. This next, second level, how do you use that desire in order to bestow?
First of all, you're confused. You're confused. The first temple after Egypt that was in Mochin Dechaya, it was huge. And then we fell from it, and we built the second temple in the Mochin of Neshama, which is smaller than the first one, and then even it was destroyed. So, on the other hand, what we're building now, we at once are building the structure, the smaller one of Mochin de Neshama, and afterwards, and then receive in order to bestow of Mochin de Chaya, and then all in all, we reach the Mochin de Yechida. And therefore, the temple that we need to build in the connection between us, it needs to be bigger than the both of them that were before in order to reach the Mochin of Yechida.
Allah.
Okay, let's continue. PT 18.
We see that There are many similar things between the past and now. The question is, who's to blame, responsible, the leadership that didn't understand and became corrupt, or the nation?
You're talking about the past?
Those times and now.
I don't know. What leadership do you have?
That's what I'm asking.
The corporeal one? We don't talk about it. It doesn't determine your state at all. What do you want from them? I don't see anything there. I see the nation of Israel that it has right now, thank God, a method and knowledge how to reach connection, and in that connection, even in the degree of the third temple, we have such an opportunity to do it right now. No one's disturbing you from this. No one's sending you to jail or pressuring you. Nothing. Just do it. What do you want from this leadership? What do you want from them? You are that leadership.
Look, one way or another, we're a nation. Even if we're separated, but still, someone has to manage things. Someone has to guide us. I'm a part of Nebuch. Okay, I have a teacher. I follow him. But this isn't how it is in the world.
I truly don't understand what you're talking about. Truly.
Why?
Because you don't hear me. There's no leadership, no nothing. There are beasts that cover the entire earth. That's it. And you have a small group that's called Bnei Baruch that knows what to do and is telling everyone, let's do like this and like that. In the meantime, nobody wants to hear them. This is what I see. What leadership? What are you searching for?
Me.
For them to come to you, for the president to come to you of the United States, of France or something, or Bibi? I don't understand you. What are you thinking? What are you talking about in general?
We're a small group. The world's big.
I don't want to talk about this at all. If you count according to the number of beasts, according to what your eyes see, then continue. But I don't want to talk about this. As if you don't hear for years what I'm talking about. This is what I see. It's a shame. Look what the friends from abroad are asking about, and in what form they're asking, and how you, and what you ask. PT 25.
You said that we have to build ourselves the Mochin of Neshama, and
we need to ask. We need to ask from above. But this is what we must do to raise man.
No. So, where will we take this Oviyut from? Like we had back then, what it was a long process, 400 years in Egypt and so on. Where do we take all this Oviyut from that we need in order to ask for such a degree?
When a child is born, he's given a very small Oviyut and he's taught how to overcome and overcome. And learns, and then he grows and learns, and all the time we give him more strength is added to him, and he needs to learn how to work with that strength. The same thing with us. You still have not started doing actions in order to bestow, and you ask, and you scream, where is in order to bestow? Where are those spiritual forces? You still have not tried to implement them and the desire to receive that you have. Try to behave with your desire that they will be in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator. And if you're not capable, then start to pray and to shout out and ask for the strength, and then you'll receive them. And together with this, that you'll receive that strength to manage yourself in order to bestow, you will get even more of a desire in order to receive. And then on this you will need to ask, and like this each time to advance.
We're studying this process. I'm asking more in the long run, not personally about myself, but how can humanity advance towards such an exalted state in this stage of ours? I mean, are we riding in some way on what happened 2,000-3,000 years ago, or are we building everything anew?
We're not building anything anew. Everything's arranged. We just need to try to be a little closer to each other and to ask from above strength that we'll be able to realize this closeness between us. Aside from that, we don't need anything else. Only to try to be connected between us and by this to give room for the Creator to be revealed between us. This is his expectation and his goal that will connect to such an extent that he'll be able to be revealed between us, that we in the connection between us build what is called the house of holiness. And the holiness itself, the sanctity, that's him. That's it?
Barur.
Clear?
Netanya.
Netanya.
Hello. In the last few days, I've been hearing that we can really work on our connection now and reach the degree of the third temple.
It's not in one blow, but yes, for sure, this is what we need to carry out.
This is exactly the question. Is it in one blow that we reach the end of correction, or still we'll have to go through the 125 degrees one by one?
It's degree after degree at once.
Okay. How does it go together?
I don't want to answer this. What do you want to say? If it's at once, then okay, I'm ready. But if it's to rise one by one, then I'm not ready. If you're not ready, then just sit below.
No, I'm ready anyway.
No, I'm telling you, we don't ask about these things. If you want to do this in order to bestow, if it's in order to bestow, we don't ask. We just agree. That's how it is. Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Rav, תגיד לי בבקשה, מה התפקיד של החורבן?
What is the role of the destruction in relation to us and humanity?
The destruction reveals how much we're in the egoistic desire to receive, meaning intentions in order to receive only for our own benefit, and that I'm incapable of doing anything with this desire to receive if I'm just under its influence. This is called the destruction. And then from this destruction, I have only one thing, that I will equip myself with a 10, and together we'll start to ask from the Creator, everyone together, that the Creator will help us with connection, that He will bring us the strength of the correction. And in this way, we'll come out of exile.
בסדר.
Okay.
Ukraina.
Ukraine.
Вот я сейчас так вошел в ваши слова, в этот рассказ из Израиля.
I really listened to you.
To the point.
The impression is that the biggest blow came to the Jewish people in Egypt. And after that, the Jewish people built the temple and reached the degree of Mochin Dechaya. And they had just a bit left.
We needed to reach the first temple and for it to shatter and to break, and then to build the second one, and then for that to break, and then to come out to exile And until we would reach this day, until the year 2000, we were obligated to go through this, since otherwise we would not have the reshimot, the deficiencies, the right ones, in order to build the third temple, which kli that's called the third temple. That's the one we build in order to give the Creator contentment and to be in adhesion with Him. It's impossible. It's not like it was just an accident and the first one was destroyed, the first temple, and the second one, but no, it needed to happen, and then the exile to Egypt, and that we come out of Egypt, we build the first one destroyed, the second one was destroyed, and then exile, and now that we're starting to build the third temple. We don't build it, but we only need to raise the deficiency for this, and everything that needs to happen will come from above. Everything that happened until now, this needed to happen up until the very last drop, the very last crumb. It's not. It was known in advance, and it's written in the Talmud and in all sorts of places that all of these things needed to take place. And the destructions and Tisha B'Av, everything needed to take place. Kabbalists knew about it and talked about it and even wrote about it.
So the coronavirus is the softest blow made not so much for the nations but for Israel?
Everything is carried out around the nation of Israel, that same group that came out of Babylon, in order for it to get stronger and build the third temple according to their deficiencies that will awaken the upper force, and the upper force will arrange that third temple, and then also the nations of the world will come and participate in the third temple. That third temple is specifically built on the deficiencies of the nations of the world. Like it's written that the nations of the world will take on their shoulders the nation of Israel and bring it to the Temple Mount. Because the deficiency needs to be a whole deficiency, and the deficiency of the nations of the world, it was never in use. So it's the one that needs to, it's the one that has the main role. So therefore, I really ask you to spread all of this knowledge between all of the nations wherever you are.
No. Chelyabinsk.
No. Chelyabinsk.
Когда мы приобретаем возможность управлять своими желаниями?
When will we get the ability to control our desires?
When I connect with the friends and ask of the Creator to give me the strength to rise above my desires and to control them, then I receive from the Creator strength to rule over my desires. The strength is called the Masach. Until then, nothing will help me. I will all the time just be spinning around with my desire.
Queens.
Здравствуйте, Хаверин. Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, when a friend, a student, leaves the group, we see it as a miscarriage. Can we say the same about the destruction of the temple, that it's like a miscarriage falling out of the womb of the upper?
I have not read about it, and I've never said something like this even once, that if a friend leaves, that it's as if he It's like a miscarriage. No, it's not correct. But what can you do if you think this way? But in the connection to the temple, that is correct. That the destruction of the temple caused the kli to shatter, and then that nation of Israel that needed to reach Gumar Tikkun, it did not reach it, but it fell. It was a stillborn. Baal Salam writes about this. Tbilisi.
Dear Rav, we're receiving through you from the Creator light into our group. Our question is,
или группы, не ученика, а группы, которые через вас обратно доставили бы наслаждение.
If you can give an example of how the group through you gives back pleasure to the Creator.
It's possible only if you spread the method of correction between all the nations, just wherever it's possible. PT 31.
רב, האם סימן לעבודה נכונה בחיבור בעל
Is the sign of correctly working in connection in the ten is that there are resistances, there is indifference from the friends? Is it a true sign?
Yes, it's a good sign. It's not the resistance of the friends, but this is your will to receive, that you see it externally in such a way that you see it from the outside, as if in the friends. But in truth, it's you that's resisting. You're being shown this from the side, this way, who you are.
So, suppose in our ten, we're working on the preparation for the preparation, and not all friends want to join for the preparation prior to the preparation. Is that a sign of this too?
This too, but not just that, that you guys determined the preparation. I don't know what that is. But you need to operate according to what Rabash writes and not according to what you suddenly want to determine for yourselves. And then according to this, you do some kind of a terrorist actions. But think about it in this balanced way. How do you act in the group? And in the meantime, let's continue.
So we'll continue reading the article. Congruity and unity between Torah and blind faith, and the development of human calculation. Hence, I hereby propose to the house of Israel to say to our troubles, enough. And at the very least, make a human calculation regarding those adventures that they have inflicted on us time and time again. And here in our country as well, we wish to start our own policy, as we have no hope of clutching at the ground as a nation, as long as we do not accept our Holy Torah without any allowances, to the last condition of the work Lishma, and not for one's own sake, with any residue of selfishness, as I have proven in the article Matan Torah. If we do not establish ourselves accordingly, then there are classes among us, and we will undoubtedly be pushed once to the right and once to the left, like all the nations, and much more so, since the nature of development is that they cannot, since the nature of the developed is that they cannot be restrained. For any important notion that comes from an opinionated person will not bow its head before anything and knows no compromise. This is why our sages said, Israel is the fiercest among the nations, as one whose mind is broader is most obstinate. This is a psychological law. And if you don't understand me, go and study this lesson among the contemporary members of the nation. While we have only begun to build, time has already disclosed our fierceness and assertiveness of the mind, and that which one builds, the other ruins. This is known to all, but there's only one innovation in my words. They believe that in the end, the other side will understand the danger and will bow his head and accept their view. But I know that even if we tie them up together, one will not surrender to the other even a little, and no danger will interrupt anyone from carrying out his ambition. In a word, as long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection, for the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea, and even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for His sake that we need.
Meaning, of course, that we're all very weak, and our egoistic desire to receive rules over us and diverts us and throws us from desire to desire, from direction to direction, and confuses us. But we nonetheless need to try, one by the help of the other, to raise our spiritual goal, and in this way to advance. What can you do? That's what's in front of us. So he says, we will not concede, but we'll just hold on to our goal, and we will succeed with the Creator's help. Questions?
Latin free.
Hola, Raf.
Hola.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo debemos hacer con el intelecto y las emociones de forma práctica en el grupo para alcanzar esa deficiencia?
No, Kajata Shumea. Repeat, please.
¿Qué tipo de trabajo? ¿Qué tipo de trabajo debemos hacer con el intelecto y las emociones de forma práctica en el grupo para alcanzar la deficiencia?
Only
what the Rabash writes in his articles about the group. If we do this, then we'll be able to reach such a connection that the Creator will be revealed between us. And by this, we will bring him contentment. That's it. There's no more. There were more questions, but I don't see them now. Probably they decided not to ask. Ah, Ukraine wants nonetheless. Okay, Ukraine.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask about dissemination.
Две статьи, значит, одна за Ротшильда, ну, заказная против евреев, естественно.
There were two articles. One was...
I ask you to ask, and not just to speak. Ask.
Адони, есть ли кашила, вакаша, лишоль?
Sir, do you have a question? Ask, without a story.
Спасибо. Я из этого хотел...
Не,
thank you, this is what I wanted.
No, don't ask like that. So let's go on to the excerpts.
Okay, so going to the excerpts.
Excerpts from the sources from Tisha B'Av. אנחנו נמצאים בקטע
מספר 10. Excerpt number 10. חידושי
אגדות. בבקשה.
על ידי בית המקדש וירושלים נעשו כל...
With the help of the temple in Israel, all of Israel became as one man. Since they had one altar, and they were not allowed each to build one for himself. And by the temple, all of Israel became as one man. And when there were disputes between them, the place that united them was destroyed. We'll read it again. With the help of the temple in Jerusalem, all of Israel became as one man. Since they had only one altar, and they were not allowed each to build one for himself. And with the help of the temple, Israel were as one. And when they became disputed, the place of their unity was destroyed. And therefore, due to the unfounded hatred, the city and the temple were destroyed.
And so they were able to connect their deficiencies together and aim them at the Creator to help them to connect, to be together, and each one to be connected to Him in return to that upper force. Then they were able to succeed. And the moment they were not able to connect all their desires to one direction, to mutual nullification, then it was destroyed. The connection between them called the temple was destroyed. And they lost the connection with the Creator.
Volga. No, אני לא יודע. אצלי מופיע סימן שאלה.
I don't know. I see the question mark in front of me. Yes or no? Volga. No, okay. PT 31.
No, מי זה שם?
כן, עכשיו הגיע הסימן. מצד אחד, עם ישראל...
On the one hand, the Jewish people have to unite. This is their essence. On the other hand, the Jewish people are a stubborn people. How does that spiritually benefit the Jewish people being stubborn?
It's not a spiritual prophet or not, but this is just how it needs to be, that the will to receive in all the nations is much smaller from the will to receive from the ego that's in the nation of Israel. And when the nation of Israel corrects its ego, then it can truly raise after it all the rest of the nations. And when it falls below all the other nations. This is the matter of the nation of Israel. It's a type of people from out of all of Babylon and everything that was there. It's a type of people with the biggest ego. They all felt that they could not attain anything in their lives, and therefore they went after Abraham.
What do we do against this quality of stubbornness, this kind of oviut? How do you defeat it?
How do we defeat it? Only by prayer. Only by the connection between us and the prayer. All of the books are in front of you and you know how to read. So please read and tell us. What else do you have besides this?
The prayer that's...
Yes, us, everyone. It doesn't matter who you belong to, whether to Israel or the nations of the world, each and every one, wherever he is, in whichever egoistic desire he's in, he turns to the Creator with his 10, that the Creator will help him to rise above his ego and to determine a new form with the friends which is above the ego. This is called in faith, in that force of bestowal, above reason, above the force of reception.
PT 14.
That's it. PT 14. What
is that stage called Mishkan HaBrit?
I don't know. 32.
Practically wise, what does it mean to be as one man in one heart and a ten?
When we want to be included, each one in the desire of the other, in order to help him in everything. In order to help him in everything.
Everything means in all realms of life?
Yes. Now, in connection to the previous question, what is that Mishkan? There are a lot of details, and that the temple and the field itself and the holy tabernacle, all such details. I cannot go into it and clarify it. It's possible a little bit to learn about these things in the work of the temple that in the Babylonian Talmud it's written, or Adir Bamaron, or in other books of Ramchal. But what does it give us? I don't know. We need to be included of all these discernments. These are all of our corrected desires. That's what I want to say. Our corrupted desires, that we, when we correct them, from them we build the temple and everything that's in it. The house, the kli of holiness, of in order to bestow. And as much as the will to receive is bigger, it's more aggressive. When we correct it, it becomes more in order to bestow and higher. Meaning the central point of the temple is the egoistic, is a very big, corrected, egoistic desire. It turns out in this opposite way, that all who's greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him. This is just what I can say. And the sermons, there's an endless amount of the sermons here. We simply need to take the sources and try to understand them. I'm sure that we won't succeed, but try. I'm just saying we need to attain these things. Attain. It's already time, and it's possible. In the way that each shall help his friend, it's possible to attain. I hope with the help of the Creator, it will be quickly and through dissemination and the connection between us and the prayer to the Creator. There's nothing else. By this, we will conclude the lesson until tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we're not singing because of Tisha B'Av. Until tomorrow.